Hey everybody, it's Bradley Benner with the Local Marketing Mastery podcast by Semantic Mastery, and today's show is called What's the Difference Between the Local Pack and Organic Search Results? But before I get started, if you're a serious marketer or agency owner ready to level up your systems, results, and revenue, then join the Semantic Mastery Mastermind. Now let's get started with today's show. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever searched for something like plumber near me and noticed that Google slaps a map and a few business listings right at the top, but your website's nowhere to be seen? A lot of business owners and agency pros get confused right there, so today I'm breaking down exactly what the local pack is, how it's different from the regular organic search results, and why understanding both is key to dominating your market. Let's start with the local pack. When you search with local intent, like adding near me or a city name, Google displays what's called the local pack. That's that map you see, usually with three business listings right underneath. It pulls details straight from Google business profiles, your address, phone number, website, and most importantly, customer reviews. So for pizza near me, you'll see the local pack pop up with three pizza joints next to a map before you even get to those blue organic website links. Now, let's talk about organic search results. These are the classic list of web pages you see right below the local pack. Ranking here depends on your website's SEO, stuff like content quality, relevance, backlink authority, and site structure. This isn't just about having a business listing. These results include local businesses, bigger brands, and even blog articles or review sites. If you want long-term digital real estate, you'd better invest in strong organic rankings. Here's where most folks drop the ball. They don't realize why this difference matters. If you're a brick-and-mortar business or offer services locally, being in the local pack often means instant clicks, quick calls, and walk-in traffic. It's perfect for capturing those ready-to-buy searchers. Organic results, on the other hand, are more about people who are doing their homework, comparing options, reading reviews, or looking for detailed info. Each spot drives traffic with different intent, and knowing where your business shows up needs to shape your marketing playbook. So here is my actionable advice. First, claim and fully optimize your Google business profile. That's your ticket to the local pack. Fill out every field, pick the right categories, and chase after five-star reviews. Next, don't neglect your website. Invest in solid on-page and off-page SEO. Make sure your business info matches everywhere online. That consistency matters. Regularly update your site with quality content and aim for those longer-term organic rankings. Know the difference, and you can target your ideal customers at the perfect stage, whether they're searching for a business now or researching for later. This has been Bradley Benner with the Local Marketing Mastery podcast by Semantic Mastery. Keep building, keep testing, and keep scaling. If you're ready to grow your agency with proven frameworks and no BS strategies, join the Semantic Mastery Mastermind by visiting mastermind.semanticmastery.com to see how we can help you land more clients, rank faster, and scale smarter. Or if you want done-for-you services, explore the packages we offer at Semantic SEO. Visit semanticseo.pro to learn more.